I'm moving quickly into the session. And I'll see. The zeal of the Lord will come. We have the theme, the zeal of the Lord. Yeah, anyway, we could have that very silent flow. So for boot camp, we are looking at God's militarized army. And I'm actually hoping that you came here for this purpose.
Oh yes! Oh yes!
To move out with something.
Yes! I'll move out with something.
Are you sure?
Yes! Yes, I'm sure.
Are you sure?
I'm very sure. I'm very sure.
You know, there are things in the atmosphere. And depending on how much you will want to receive, it's how much you will live with. And somebody saying, no, it's dependent on God. It's not dependent on God. It's dependent on you. The meeting has been wired. There is a buffet of things in the atmosphere. So whatever it is you're looking for is what you take.
I take.
This meeting, you will be taking things. Are you
ready?
There are a lot of things to take.
I'm taking a lot of things.
God's militarized army. Now, if you are in this meeting, God brought you in here.
Wow!
Hear what I have to tell you.
Yes,
brought you into this to hear the words that I have to speak to you. Do you take your seats? The teachings are long, so so God's militarized army. Is there anybody who is in the military or who is entering into the military? Is there anybody? Okay. There's nobody here. Okay. Or you are hoping to enter into the military? Okay. So that's alright, so we're going to be having a lot of conversations around things concerning the military.
Wow.
Because, you know, on my birthday, on the 17th, I mean, getting into my birthday, I was in prayer. And the Lord spoke to me. I mean, I was praying about something else. I was actually outside. And there was this that will keep flashing my mind while in prayer. And God showed me an attack of an army.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, what does this really mean? And then the Lord said, for this year's Zelo, a boot camp, there is a teaching I want you to communicate to the people. This is going to prepare their minds and prepare their hearts for that battle they are already in. I was like, it's okay, I mean, I was thinking, was I going to do it? Was I not going to do it? I was like, okay, Lord, I was going to do it. So a month before, my mom called me and she said, please, could you go and see someone's graduation? I mean, someone's passing out. And I said, okay, I don't know the things about, but since she was very insistent I should go out, just go. So I said, okay, I was going to go. Friday evening, said I was still going to go. Then on the Saturday, that was a week to zero, because I had already planned and God had showed me what was that. So I asked the person I was going with, I said, where are we going to? And she said, oh, we're going to the military academy.
Wow.
Yeah, so last week Saturday, actually, I didn't say this to you, but I was actually at the military academy. So I got in there, not still understanding why I was there, because I didn't know why I was there. And then, probably around 8 a.m. And then I saw a group of military men who were actually like training. So when I saw that, the Lord said, I brought you here to see what I told you about on the 7th October. So I was like, okay, that's fine. So we met the soldiers. They were actually, you can't tell, it was an exercise. They were having an exercise. And I looked at them very intently. And then the Lord started speaking to me. So everything that I'm going to teach you is something that God has showed me, number one, and things that I have to learn in it rightly so you can understand. So we got there. Left, number one, we didn't know where we were. And so we were just lost. We walk here, they say, no, so we're not here. Where? We don't know. So we, a soldier who was coming. So I saw him from afar and I said, good afternoon. I said, good afternoon, boss. Good afternoon, boss. Electric. So I said, good afternoon, boss. You know what he told me? He didn't even wait to see what I was saying or hear what I was saying. He said, yes, sir. I said, wow. What an environment.
Wow.
I was scared. Not scared, but I was... you know, when you are in a civilian place, it's quite different. When you get into the military, it's also different. My people, it's different.
Wow.
I'm telling you from experience what I got. So, I got there. I see him coming. I greet. There was no emotion like hello, small, oh, hi. Wow. No, he just said, start talking. So when he said, yes, start talking, I now came to the reality that I was in a different environment.
Wow.
So I said, yes, sir. Please, well, I was match up with the. I'm telling you, actually, he said, when I greeted, he said, yes, start talking.
Wow.
I mean, there was no. What's your name?
Yes, sir.
And he didn't stop like this. Yes, sir. And he was approaching. So when he was approaching, yes, I'm looking. He said, okay. Then he saw two other soldiers. And then he said, show them where they are having the graduation. Listen. So there was one on a bicycle, right? So he said,
he will take you to the.
They were not. He will take the place. They were he went into the follow him. But no, I mean, you know, you have to follow. How many of us have lived in a barracks before or something? It's what I'm saying true. It's very different. Say so, yes, follow him. So I was walking with a lady and I thought he was going to be like, you know, he was gonna ride the bicycle with us. Before I realized, the guy was not there. So it means that the yes man move according to the pace with which he moves. Yes, follow him. So, in fact, the truth is that we got he left us. So we have to now figure out our own way of how to get there. So the Lord took me number one. We've not started yet. I'm just telling you the experience before we get into the teachings. Lesson number one. There's no sentiments when God is calling you into his kingdom. I want you to put that aside, right? There are more lessons I'll share with you, because I saw visions while I was there, and when I was there, the vision played out in reality. Wow. Yes, it was God that was dealing with me. We're about to get into something. Yes. So, we're talking about a system of God. Now, you know, when I got into the place, I realized something. There were schools, there were churches, Anglican church. I think I saw a Methodist church also in the place there. So I thought maybe we'll have to do something. I realized that there were food selling joints on the side. I said, what kind of a place? It means in that place, there are people of their own. Now, one of the things, I met somebody and I said, I have to ask a lot of questions because I knew God was preparing me for this meeting. So I called a soldier and I said, please, I want to ask you what is it? I said, please, who are the people wearing the white? Well, I knew, but I just wanted to be sure. He said, okay, that's the name. I said, okay, how about the greenish? And then he gave me the name. And then I said, so who are you? And then he gave me the name. So I put it in my mind, okay, this. Then I said, who is this? Someone said, it's a civilian. They are civilians. You know that? When you go to that place, who are civilians? Who are? A civilian is somebody who is not army. So today we're going to be looking at God's system also. Because any believer who disagrees with what I'm saying, it's quite juvenile. You don't still know what you're talking about. Because it's very clear in the scriptures. It's very clear in the scriptures what God says about his church. So, a military, if I see you sleeping, is yes, stand up. We are boot camp. Oh, yeah. If I just see you go like this, something, I'll just, hey, you yellow shirt, come out. Yes. And everybody who see that you are sleeping, the people, oh, yeah, all of you, I've seen all of you. So yes, the guy, the mind guard, the back there, white in, stand up. And you don't say, oh, pastor, please, why are you letting him stand up? Is he not tired? No, hey, move, stop talking. That's what I'm going to do here. So if I catch you sleeping, it's a boot camp. If I catch you sleeping, have you agreed? That there are yeses in this place. So, God's military is God's army, highly organized. Highly organized. A heavily armed force that is used for warfare. So, God's military army is a heavily armed force that is primarily used for warfare. Now, the primary reason for recruiting people into the military is because there is a warfare. Anybody that told you there is no warfare, the person lied to you. The person lied to you. So, the reason for having a military is because there is a war. Or there might be wars. Or there will eventually be wars. And you know, when I say this, we really love the idea. I need to give you an instruction. So, there will be wars. Somebody should come up. So, there are wars. Jesus, yeah. I think it's very prophetic because What is written here in this world? Is what? Major. I told you about major. I'll talk to you about them. The levels in the armies.
Wow.
And how you are at the highest rank of them all. Oh. So it's not a mistake he slipped into it. I'm very prophetic. So take your seat. So not many really love that small. You see, if you don't love them, last words, isn't it? So not many actually see themselves as soldiers because they don't believe that there's anything of a war sort of to fight. So as I'm speaking to you like right now, some people are saying that, well, why is he teaching us? We like a lot of peace. We like a lot of peace. We want peace. But people of God, it's not really peaceful like that. Yeah, it's not really peaceful like that. So, because wars will involve a lot of killing, right? And a lot of sorrow. And a lot of death. And a lot of pain. And you know, for this thing, we have to make some very key preparations. We're going to be looking at the deadliest war of all time. And I'm going to use that to explain something very key to you. So, not many people like it. Like, Pastor, why are you teaching us about God's militarized army? Why? One of the deadliest wars that have ever happened was actually World War II. And it was said that in World War II, you are soldiers, so don't look anywhere. They have an instruction. Look to the left, look to the right, one slap. It's there, it's where we are. Don't do that. Just look here. So, it was said that over 65 million people died in World War II. 65 million people. Some references say about 50 million. Some even go as high as 85 million that died during the World War II. Do you know how many Ghanaians are existing today? We're around 36, 37 million people. So it means that in this kind of a war, the whole Ghana will die plus Cote d'Ivoire. You see that? Everybody died. So while you are here, you just say, I'm dead. Because there is complete death. And even the 3 million in Ghana is estimated. Yes, it's estimated. So it could be quite poor or a bit higher. But in World War II, we had over 50 million references and then over 65 million people died in the World War II. And you know, the most deaths, over 40 million people were civilians. Were people who said, no, we don't like it. We are innocent mothers. Please let the children, please let's hide in the room. 40 million people were gone. And 20 million soldiers have died. So when I got this, you know, I realized that I told myself, I think it's better to be a soldier than to be a civilian. Yes, what do you think? Because we have more mothers and more children dying as compared to the soldier. So it means that the earlier I wear my uniform and stand somewhere and shoot, the better for me. Don't you think so? Yeah, so I realize that from the two experience, it is much better to be a what? A soldier than a civilian. Civilians are the women. Those are, we don't like to go to war. We like to stay in the house.
Somewhere.
Please go should go and people should go and fight for us. And we're going to hail you. We're going to know you are going to be shot dead.
Hey. That's what.
So in that place they were 40 over 40 million deaths, more than Ghana. Just picture your home everywhere empty, wiped out, plus neighboring counties, all swiped out. So you see innocent children, you see innocent mother, you die, you say, well, why should there be a war? Why must there be a war? By the time you leave, your mind is going to be some way.
Amen.
The devil will not have it from you again. I'm telling you something. Something that's going to happen to you. Your mind will never be the same again. Some of you are living here and listed completely into God's agenda, never to move back again. You're going to live here full of God's mind. So, you know when we talk about, please take your seats. When we talk about wars, so you see that people really don't like wars. Some of you, and you are here, you don't know that there's a serious war going on. You're just acting like a civilian. But after this meeting, brutal battalion mindset, you'll be able to withstand multiple blows at a time. Multiple blows from the enemy. You'll be standing.
Oh, yes.
Ready? You to tire out. Because he keeps blowing and giving twice of those.
Yes.
We're going to look at the sign. You know, I actually felt like this was supposed to be a camp meeting. Yeah, I felt in my heart that this was supposed to be a camp meeting. Because I have some war strategies. I brought you two very strong, high military wars. And it works in the Word of God. You cannot be fought out.
Wow.
Yes, sit down. You know, does God want to kill people? No, he doesn't. Does God want to hurt you? No, he doesn't. Hey, if you sleep, I'll let you stand up. You'll be shocked. Does God? Oh, God doesn't have any. However, there is a rise of an enemy that needs to be fought. There's a rise of an enemy that needs to be fought. There's a rise of an enemy needs to be fought. There's a rise of somebody that hopes. Please, if you want to leave, just like if you leave right now. Just leave right now. Is that okay? Like you want to really live right now. Don't let me be teaching and then you leave the meeting. This thoughts the flow. Are you listening? So again, in the next 1 to 3 minutes, my heart is open. If you want to live right now. Or stay, right? So there's a rise of a situation that needs the mentality of a military man. And have that idea that we are at war. See, if you are here and you are maybe sleeping, it's a very serious war. You just don't know. Things are very spiritual. Yes. Very spiritual. So don't sleep. So we are at war. But you know, the funny thing is that you can be at war and not know that there is a war. Do you know that? Yes, you can be at war and you're not very oblivious of the fact that there is a war. So, whether you like it or not, tell your friend, whether you like it or not, we are at war.
We are at war.
Some of you, you are taking your careers overly serious than the ministry. Everybody here lost. It's very serious. I'll show you. It's a very serious. You are losing the war. You're losing the war. You like your girlfriend more than. You like your girlfriend more than the things of God. And so you don't know that the war is happily going on, but you are already out of the war. It's like you are being shot out of the war. So we are at war. Tell your friend. Tell them like you know that we are at war. So in this war, there are missiles flying all over. Right now, there are shots. Pew, see that? Flies through your ears. There are missiles flying all over. Missiles shot everywhere. Things shot everywhere. There are things shot everywhere. There are rifles. You can hear them if your ears are very open in the realm of the spirit. You hear the guns shooting, and there's a very serious war. So whether you know, the truth is that whether you really like it or not, it's like we are already there. So rather than have a civilian mentality, I want you to pick up your uniform. Pick up your uniform. And you know, get a gun.
Get a gun.
And be ready to hit at something and shoot continually. So you must be ready. You must be ready. By the close of the meeting, there are going to be miracles all over the place. But you see, the chief of them, so you don't know that your health is a certain kind of a wound. You are poor. Say, my family, there is diabetes and there is something, and I have this sickness in my mind is not really good. And you know that there is a war that is being fought. But because you're not realizing it, you are not really, you know, strategy of war. See? So, one of the devil's star weapon is to deceive you to believe that what this guy is saying, he doesn't know what he's saying. Yes, deception. You believe that what I'm saying is very mediocre. It's not really important. It's not really essential. Oh, this is really good. I think he's just over exaggerating it, and there is nothing. I'll show you through God's word. We're at a very serious war. Right? So don't be okay being a civilian. Some of you are hurt badly, but you didn't know it was a war.
Wow.
It was a war to get you at a place where you can't really shoot. You can't really serve God. Yeah. It's a war. Some have unforgiveness in their hearts. But they don't actually realize that state of unforgiveness is something that has been shot at them to get them out of the war. pain of something that someone did to us at a point in time. A certain kind of a hurt. So some of you are not praying like you should. You don't know that is the battle that you are losing. But not after this meeting. You have a brutal mindset. One time I went out, I was in Kumasi, I went to stay with somebody. And they said, sit down. They said, this our house, we lock the door by 9 o'clock in the evening. And you don't make noise here, you don't pray too much. I said, oh, okay, then that's fine. So do you know what I used to do? Because I have that mentality. When you see me quiet or something, don't be deceived that I don't know about wars. I know a lot about wars.
Wow.
Yes. And I fight a lot in my mind.
Wow.
Using God's word rightly. So what I used to do, I used to walk around. Some of you know Kumasi. I walked around Kumasi, moved to Santasi. I used to pray till morning.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll pray till the morning. I had a bag on me. I put a bag somewhere to go and come. And somebody had stole the bag. Yes, and I said, no, this is war. I'm not much, ignorant of what is happening in the environment. Or I'm not ignorant of what is going on. Aware that there is a war to be fought. So I made sure that my prayer life was still intact in that time. Not giving room to the devil. And some of us, it's a pride. It's like we are very highly lofty in our thinking. You know that's a shot. So we're going to be, looking at some of these important war strategies. But first, we're going to first get to understand that there is a war.
There is a war.
There is a war.
There is a war
for your ministry. Yes, it will not. You will not feel your ministry because you are excited to serve God. No, it doesn't just happen like that. If you make your mind up, you would never fulfill the call of God upon your life. Because there are many reasons why you should not follow God. And there are many reasons why you should not serve God. And there are many reasons you should have a... See, you can... Reason number one, reason number two, reason number three, why you should not serve the Lord. If I stand right now, you see that a lot of people have reasons. My father said, my mother said, my auntie said, yeah, I don't have father. Me, I don't have mother. Only you have mother and father. I said, no, we are praying too much. And they said, why do you keep them praying? And praying. So it's a war.
It's a war.
It's a war.
Yes.
So one of the things I want you to know is that there is a war.
There is a war.
And you are in the army.
I'm in the army.
Are you listening?
Yes,
whether you like it or not. Whether you like it or not. In fact, the real reality is that you have an army attire already. You just decide to remove it down. That's what happens.
Yeah.
You are the ones you are born again. You are born into military environment. Yes. But you decide to just say no. I will not respond to it. So, all woman, rise up to war. Rise up to war. Rise up to war. Don't let your femaleness or something stop you from realizing that, see, there's a brutal passage to the fall. Galatians 5 makes us understand. There's no, there is nothing like that. Yes. So, you can say, no, I'm an innocent child. No. Flying missile is moving right next to you. A flying missile gets shot right next to you. And you will probably be hit by it and you will bleed to death. And that one, we don't want children or them. Lots of symptoms. 5 million and over. 40 million and over. It's not a joke. The whole Ghana, everybody's dead. So there is a war. Concerning your faith. Concerning the call of God upon your life. So, sit down. So, anybody who thinks that everything is cool and calm. It's not true. I came to tell you, it's not true, okay? Yeah, it's not true. There's a very serious war concerning your faith. So fact number one is for you to believe that what? We are what?
Warm.
And in God's mind, everyone is a militant. Everyone is a militant. That you don't use the word of God skillfully, it fails. And you can still sit in heaven and watch probably a misfortune happen. And when you appear there, you say, "Welcome, my son." Right? Because you never used the tools that were given you. So you have to be able to use what has been given you. Right?
Yes.
And the boot camp is going to be like a training center for worms.
Wow.
Right? There's going to be a training. A training. Over the years, we're going to build up on it.
Wow.
Build up on it over the years. Till we have men who are military minded. Military minded. You know, some of you are also very, you easily just say, "No, I'm okay. I don't really want to fight, okay?" You better stand up and fight. Yeah? I'm going to show you how to fight. You hit the devil, eh?
Show me, man.
Right? Take your seat. Speak in tongues. Get your mind in the mood. Get your mind in the mood. There's a war. It's a very fierce war. We're going to fight that war. Jesus. So you're going to be true. Are you listening? To not give yourself cheaply. You know, so in this World War II, there was a very, we're going to skip a lot of years, but we'll just pick out some very key ones. There was this man called Hitler. We know Hitler, right? Now, Hitler had decided, this was his main decision when the war started in 1939. It was his main decision that he was going to invade lands for Germany. Right? So he was going to invade lands for Germany. And that was the main goal. So everything we are doing is to have more land so that the people will be fed well. Okay? So he invaded Ukraine. And he actually had Ukraine as a territory. So, you know, you get a lot of agricultural producers. And so he had Ukraine. Now, in 1939, he set off to invade a nation, which happened to be Poland. And you know, one of the things that happened, Poland were very weak. The moment they just saw Hitler and his battalions, they just said, "Let's just give up what he wants." It was the same in France also. Let's just give up what they came for. So we need to fight. So what happened was that he invaded the territory and he conquered the territory. Yes. So there was no struggle. There was no struggle. Some of you are just cheaply giving out lands to demoniacs and to this world and for them to have time and for them to avoid you from fulfilling the ministry that God has called you to do. But not again.
Not again.
Not again.
Not again.
So when he said, we are, please don't fight us, because we think ammunition. You know, the funny thing is that while Adolf Hitler was with a lot of ammunition, heavy guns, they decided to go on horses' backs. I mean, who fights battles with horses' backs and all of those? So they said, oh no, this one will either be swiped out or we give ourselves willingly. But you will not swipe out. Or you will not willingly give up self to be captured by what the enemy is doing and to be exempted from the ministry. In the name of Jesus. Yes. So, take your seats. You're going to be trained, but being trained to have that. Are you listening? You're being trained. You know, I watched one military video, and in one of them is training. You know, they were put in a position for not less than 3 days. In that position, if you mistakenly slept, there was a hard slap. It was like automated hard slap. So you're standing there for 3 days. Yes, in a position. When you just do this, it means you are receiving slaps from both angles. Yes. Yes. So I think we are permitted to decide. So tell you, listen to what Pastor is telling you. The least sleep is double slaps. Don't be too, but you should be Christ-like, right? That was just by the way. So in this trip, part of a lot of good things. Yes, a lot of good things. A lot of taking to zones, and yet then find your way back. We are not coming for you. Whatever happens to you, it is you. So find your way back. And so, many of them die actually in the trains. Many of them. But you are going to be making them in God's militarized army. There's going to be a strong mind. Seven. War. Reason number one. Revelation chapter 19, verses 11. Revelation chapter 19. I'm going to move really fast from here. Revelation chapter 19, verses 11. This was John's vision. Are you being blessed? This was John's vision of what he saw. Right? And in Revelation 19 verse 11, he said, and I saw, so this was a vision, heaven open, and behold, a white horse. Everyone looking into your Bibles, please. And he sat upon him, was called what? Faithful and true. And in righteousness, he doth judge. And did what? And make war. Do you see that John's vision explains a reality of war? And your Jesus, my Jesus, he sees in a vision that he's what? He judges and he does what? He makes war. So does that make us warriors? Because if he makes wars, that means we are warriors. Because we are followers of the one that makes war. Right? So Jesus Christ leads the army of heaven. Let's continue reading. Listen. This is Jesus. 12. His eyes were as a flame of what? Fire. And on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies with heaven, Jesus' eyes were red, flaming with fire, because there was a kind of a fight to be fought, and there was a war to be made, and there was a victory to be won. So his eyes were flaming red hot, red hot. So if our eyes are flaming red hot in a certain way, is it wrong? That's not wrong. And he had and was the leader of the armies which were in heaven. They followed him upon white horses, clothed in linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should what? Smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he had on his vesture and on his tithe a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So number one, Jesus Christ leads the army. I'm giving you reasons why you have to learn about war. I'm giving you seven. Why you have to learn about war. The enemy is just going to allow you just have a field day, enjoy yourself. You know, just sleep around. We are fine. You know, there's not too much at stake. You know, let's just enjoy life. It's not this prayer thing is too much. What ministry? Oh, some of you are who are called to ministry. As for us, we are just called to help financially. We'll support you. We'll support you. God be with you. God help you. Oh, I'm sorry, you know. I'm really low. And you know the you guys. So Jesus Christ leads the army of Israel to make war. Reason number one. Reason number two. Revelation 17:12. We're going to see that these are their visions, but we will look at them. And we are looking at them of how it is revealed pictorially to John. Revelation 17:12-14. Let's do that quickly. And Revelation 17:12-14. And the ten horns which thou sawest are what? Ten kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but received power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. This is that's a lamb. I mean, a lamb is very meek. Do you see that? Yes. A lamb is very meek, lowly, and kind, and humble. But you see, this lamb is fighting. The lamb is fighting. So Jesus, the Son of the Lamb of God. The Son of God, the Lamb of God, is fighting. He looks lonely and very quiet, but there is a very serious strategic war he's fighting with 10 kings. So don't think you are a lamb only. There's a side of you that knows to fight. And you must be ready to fight. Are you listening? So Jesus is the Lamb of God. Very meek, very lowly, very soft. And yet still, this love that we see is waging war. Waging war. You have no cause to believe there is no war. So, we are friendly. We don't like to believe what this man of God is saying to you. You know, let's just take it calm. You know, some of you are like that. Like, let's take it calm. You know, let's just, you know, let's not pray. Let's not say that much because we are men of God. Let's allow the men of God pray, and then we will support and give them money. Let's help them for the mission. They are going for mission, but we are the ones that will help them. So we are not really called. I even saw a vision some time ago that God, son, you are not a called person. You are not called. You are part of those who are really called. So yours is to be a lawyer. I'm sorry for you. Yours is to be a doctor. I'm very, very sorry for you. All those things are good. But that's not what I'm talking about. I can't gather you here and talk about law. Yes. I'm a pharmacist. I left pharmacy to be waging war. Serious war. Very serious. Yes. I'm sure sometimes when the devil sees this, who is this lamb? That's causing a lot of blows to me. You are the lamb that causes a lot of blows. And lamb that knows how to fight. You know, when they say, oh, our family, they are not really God-like. They are not people who go to church. They are not people who really serve God. You say, no. There is a lamb here. There's a war to be fought. And you went war until people won. You shouldn't be the first. There's no man of God in our family. I am the first man of God. The woman of God. First apostle. I see you becoming a kind of a man, another kind of a woman, kind of a person in the name of Jesus. There's a war, and we are ready. We're ready for that war. You know, when you are a doctor, you know, because you have form. Are you listening? In Israel, you can see civilians with guns who are actually soldiers. Yeah, you can go, they work with serious guns. You see, the guns are here, but they are wearing short skirts and all of that. It's like I'm a soldier, but I dress like a civilian, but there's something soldier about me. You know, there's something I have with me, and when the air comes up, you want to let shoot. Are you listening? In Israel, there are people like that. They walk around, no, like I said, like anybody. They just walk around, but you see them with guns.
Wow.
And one of the safest countries you can find, aside the wars that happen there, there are people with guns. You are going to be a doctor with a gun, a doctor with a lawyer with a serious gun. When you stand before people to preach, they'll say, "Ah, who is this person?" Say, "Oh, he's doctor so and so." Oh, then who is this girl? Who is this lady? Who is this gentleman? So, oh, he's a lawyer, so and so. Because there is a gun you carry. There's something that you have. 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 You will shoot and say, you will shoot at the enemy. You know, some of you think you are not going to fulfill the ministry. Not after this meeting. After this meeting, you sit and say, I think I have to really take serving God seriously. I think I really have to take serving God seriously.
Where's the drama? I'll have to flow with them nicely. So you are a lamp, but I mean that mentality of a military man, of God's militarized. You're working with it. Yes. Take your seat. Take your seat. You know, in God's word, so, you know, David was that man God so much. You see that? He was the only man that God gives a testimony that he was a man after his own heart. You know that, right? Yes. Let me just give you something about David. Let me show you that, what God says. Now, we are looking at, shortly, David, right? In Acts chapter 13, Acts chapter 13. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 13. Verse 22. So we're going to take a quick one. Like there's just four scriptures. A quick one. Right? Acts 13:22. He says, "And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king. To whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who shall fulfill all my will." Wow. David is that man found after my own heart, and that man called David is going to fulfill my will concerning what I want to do in the earth. 1 Chronicles 22. 1 Chronicles 22. You are going to be very brutal. Brutal. You know, the funny thing is that don't be very brutal. Take your seats. 1 Chronicles 22, verse 8. Now, this is a testimony, actually, of David. And God actually wanted someone to build his temple. But let's see a testimony that God gives about David, right? But the word of the Lord came to me saying, thou hast what? Shed blood abundantly and has made what?
Great wars.
that's David's testimony. Now listen, God is telling David that, David, you are the one I really, really love. I've chosen you to do my will. Now the will of God in David's life was that he had shed so many blood.
Wow.
I mean, God, what are you talking about? Do you know that David was that king who fought so many battles and never lost one?
Yeah. Wow.
David, I've called you. Don't worry, just follow me. The teaching will open up itself, right? Just follow. I'll tell you what that war is, so it will be clear. It's not like you're going to kill your grandmother or you're going to kill your grandma. No. I'll show, well, as we go in the teaching, it will become clearer, right? So, David, you are that man. You have fought a lot of wars. In fact, you have shed a lot of blood. But David, you are my love.
Wow.
It's not here, it's not but. And David, you are my love. Yes. That's David. Fought a lot of battles. Let's go to Psalm 18, verse 34. Psalm 18, verse 34. Now, this is David in a certain period of his time. when he actually says something about this God that loves him, that says, "You have shed a lot of blood." Now listen to David. He says in Psalm 18 verse 34, "He teacheth my hands to walk, so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms." This God that called me, told me that I was his beloved son, he taught me something. And taught agriculture, and what he's taught me is not the building, and what he's taught me is not no cryptocurrency. Hey! He's taught me is not the architecture. No, he has taught me a certain skill, and this is what God is doing. He has taught my hands to be swift at wars. You know what it means to be swift at wars? It means you are on the battlefield. You know what actual instrument, actual equipment to pull out of wars. You know, that's supposed to be even using a sniper, a pistol. Lost war. But he says he has taught my hands to war. It means that war is something that can be skillfully taught. I came to teach some war. I came to teach someone how to war. The Bible says that God teaches the hands of David how to war. Listen, it got to a point in time, man. David, you know, when the women hailed that, you know, Saul had killed 1,000, David had killed 10,000. Now, it got to a single-handed battle. He had brought down 40,000 straight. 40,000 men were brought down. He teaches your hands to war. He teaches your hands to war. He teaches your hands to war. If you are here and you have a civilian mentality, you know what? I want you to drop that away. Are you listening? This is not part of the conversation, but I'm led to have an utterance in this direction. You know, some of you have problems with your academics, and it's like you are struggling. Listen, he teaches your hands to war. You will be able to see things and say, "No, I will not give up." You know, some people start some courses and they say the course is too difficult. He teaches my hands to war. He teaches my hands to war. It means the mentality of war that I have. When I'm in a situation, I know that the situation demands a certain kind of a war. And I see you becoming a certain kind of a warrior. A certain kind of a warrior. A certain kind of a warrior. In the name of Jesus. Speak in tongues.
To war. He teaches us to war. He
Hitting the miracle side, but I want to touch a screen so that you're going to be ready for it. So we got into this house, and then there was this man who could not walk. He could not walk. He was to the ground. I think I was with you. Come. What happened? We want to have those miracles in this place. But that's not the time. But I'm just going to tell you how it happened. That was about it. What happened? Just come. So I was with Pastor Daddy. We went to a certain house. And the man was he said he had an accident and then he couldn't walk. One of his legs were actually shorter than the other one because he put pressure on that one to walk for some time. So when he has to walk, he has to use a walking stick. And even with the walking stick, he has to hold the walls before he can actually move to wherever he wants to. So that day, when I went to Pastor asked him if he believed that the Lord can actually heal him. And the pastor actually told him that, like in our previous meeting, we actually saw a short limb grow out. That, like, if he believes this can happen with him right now, right here. Like, whether he believes, he said he believes strongly. So, Pastor prayed for him. And then, like, instantly, the man stood up.
My God!
You could actually hear it, like, his bones. The bones were actually, like, they were cracking. Like, you could hear sound, like, crack. Like, the bones were fixing. And, like, hearing his sound, like, the sound was like, wow. Like, the bones were actually fixing. Like, you could hear sound. Like,
my God.
The bones were actually cracking. And then, like, within some few minutes, like, the man was walking.
Glory!
You're going to be reckless, brutal, resilient, insistent. He teaches your hands to walk. Insistent. Insistent.
In the name of Jesus.
Insistent. Some of you are going to have strange experiences because there's going to be a mentality of war. Let me not pull ahead of myself. You could hear the bones cracking. And he said, can you hear? He said, come here, come here, come. Put your hand on it. It's moving, it's moving. And he got up to his feet and he started walking. He started walking. He put your hands to war. And we have a lot of miracles. A lot. Because we don't, it's not because we don't share them. That's the reason why. You think there's not. God is doing amazing things. So he's sticking your hand to war. Some of you are, you just believe. But after today, you'll be so skilled at working in faith and walking in faith towards God. Yes. So he's teaching you. So the one who God loves most and affirmed his love for was a bloody fighter. That's the third reason. Now the fourth reason why we have to learn about war is that we are instructed to fight a what? A good fight. First Timothy chapter 6 verse 12. Turn to your friend and say, friend. Say, like fight to it.
Like fight to
it. I love it.
You love it, eh?
I love it.
Love, tell me, love fight.
Love fight. Love fight.
Don't just be quiet and the devil says you will not serve God.
No.
A girlfriend is making you fornicate every week.
Hey.
Oh, dear soldier.
Yeah.
Soldier, you are becoming a civilian. You are becoming a civilian. You know, you are supposed to be a soldier for Christ. A civilian. No. You see that the lady is like, likes you, but you know that the lady is not really good. Say, hey. A very serious, brutal soldier. Yes. I remember when I came to one very good friend of mine. I saw that She was trying to do some things. Oh, level 100 boy, innocent.
No, no, no.
Yes. Gentle. I said, you know, I'm very good. Even though I look gentle, but I'm very good. So please, let's not have anything. Block. Please don't. Let's not have anything. No, let's. Let's not do that. Eh? Some of you have to go back and start to block. Because they will make you more or less a civilian, which you are not supposed to be. And remember, they are flying missiles all over. So the earlier you wear your uniform, the better. And after you won, I've won. The people at the back, are you not wearing something? Okay. How could you be wearing and sitting down quiet? I think there is nothing happening. Yes, you're wearing. Never be weak in your mind again. Somebody, just give me a little something. I'm wearing for Jesus Christ, a military man for the Lord. Say brutal, reckless, fearless, insistent, persistent. Say there is no retreat. Surrender. Nothing like it. In my life. I will not give up. Hey, say, this. Say, finish.
Even if I didn't do it, as from today,